Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
In front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the Approach Podcast with Adam. Adam is a celebrity chef turned health coach to the stars, an ex-gymnast and ultra-marathon runner. Here, he'll discuss intermittent fasting, sugars intake, sustainable weight loss, and so much more. No script needed and off the cuff. Adam's knowledge and passion for wellness and nutrition will blow you away. So sit back, relax, and prepare to get healthy.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I have a very special guest, as usual, here. I want everyone to finally see the woman, the myth, the legend, Victoria. She is the one behind everything Approach. I certainly wouldn't be here without her. And she is just everything that the Approach is. If you had some, you know, emails or some conversations, you'd probably have chat with Victoria before. So welcome. This is such a special occasion for me, Victoria, to have you on the Approach Podcast.
I know. It's exciting. I'm excited to be on talking about something fun.
Yeah. So for those of you listening at home, we're obviously double dipping as we typically do. We're doing a little TikTok live here. And I think this is important because people live might have some really good questions about what we're going to talk about. And so for those of you who also don't know, I shipped her over here on the Mayflower all the way to Las Vegas for an awesome 5-day vacation.
It was awesome. It was so, so good.
So Victoria lives in the UK, and as part of just her being her and doing so well for the Approach, we brought her over here and we had a good 5 days of fun in Las Vegas. And she kind of did her own thing too and went to the Grand Canyon and did all this other fun stuff. But it was a blast. But in that conversation, in our time together, I learned a lot more about Victoria, and she is plant-based. And yeah. and her son, who's 2, Isaac, has never touched meat or had any dairy whatsoever.
Correct. Or fish. No meat, fish, or dairy.
Well, why no fish? Fish is good.
Because, I know. No, fish is good. Fish is good. But I guess he's just kind of followed my diet because that's what I felt like. I know how to do a healthy diet within the scope of being plant-based, which I am. And so that's the diet that he's always followed up to. He's 2.5 now. So he's 2.5 years plant-based.
So I want to get into, obviously, the whole conversation for today is plant-based. I've done plant-based from time to time. I'm more of a pescatarian than anything.
Yeah.
But I want to know why you got into it and kind of like, maybe you have some advice for a lot of other people listening in right now of what it is and why and all this good stuff. So I'm just going to let you kind of take the floor for a little bit.
Cool. So from my point of view, it started really young for me. I was about 5 when I said to my mum, I didn't want to eat animals anymore. So I went vegetarian super, super young. Pretty much as soon as I realized that meat was animals, I was like, I don't feel okay with this.
So you did it from like an animal, not a health thing back then, obviously.
So that original vegetarian decision was an animal-based thing. So then my whole life I was vegetarian slash pescatarian. I did eat fish for a long time and dairy and eggs. And then gradually over time, I just moved bit by bit to a more plant-based diet.
And why though? Like is anybody in your family plant-based or you're so vegan? You're vegan, right?
Yeah, vegan. So I always say plant-based because I have honey and Isaac does have eggs. So I just say predominantly plant-based. I also think the thing with vegan is that the word vegan comes with a lot of kind of political agenda nowadays.
And clothes,
everyone wants to know like whether it's a politically motivated thing or a health motivated. And as soon as you say,
so we won't use that word anymore.
We can use that word. But as soon as you kind of say it, people tend to like have an opinion or want to talk about it. And I've just said that following a plant-based, predominantly plant-based diet is a good way to say it. And people really don't like.
And you fit into a bigger category there, right?
So you do. Yeah. And it's kind of easier. And also for Isaac, I don't want to push on him kind of anything that comes with being a vegan. Like, I want him to grow up and make his own decisions about stuff like that. But for him, I felt that health wise, I wanted to bring him up on a plant-based diet.
Now I love this, by the way. And we talked in Vegas a little bit, like, yeah. No, not that it's an excuse, but I have too many kids to do this.
It
becomes very, very difficult. But no, keep going. I'm so interested in this.
So I first went vegan when I was living in London. I was an actor, so there were a lot of people around me who were vegan. At that point, most of my family were pescatarian. So okay. there's not many meat eaters in my family.
Can I stop you for a second? I would assume, I'm going to say something ignorant, that's rare for over there in the UK.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, pretty rare.
I think of like these big, burly meat eater. I don't know. Is that wrong of me to say?
Well, No. The only one really in our family who was like that was my brother. Okay. And he used, like, our whole childhood would tease me the whole time about him eating meat and me not eating meat and everything. He was awful. He went vegan overnight after watching a documentary and has never, ever looked back.
You have to share which one.
It was a series, Vegan Nation and Cowspiracy, he watched.
Okay. All right. One of my favorites is Food Inc., which is one of the first ones.
Yeah. So it's like super similar. And he actually, about age 25, went vegan overnight and has never, ever touched meat or dairy since.
First of all, we have 140 people viewing right now and everyone's saying good morning. So good morning, everybody. I want to talk, I don't want to cut you off, but I know there's a lot of things going on in my head. You know, a lot of times when people go vegan or vegetarian, it doesn't necessarily mean healthy.
No, right? For sure. Yeah.
And I know a lot of overweight or not healthy plant-based eaters, right? Because carbs, they go to carbs as like an essential meal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
So keep going. Let's chat about all this stuff.
Well, so I think that I actually, because of that, I think I became a better cook when I went vegan because I had to. So for me, it wasn't even also just about the plant-based stuff. Like I really, like I'd watched a lot of documentaries about sugar, things like the amount of sugar that you get in pasta sauces and things like that. Like any kind of easy convenience cooking, I kind of wanted to do out with any of that, follow a plant-based route and really cook as much as possible from scratch and organic. The move to being plant-based also coincided with this desire to learn how to properly cook.
Like if you're going to learn how to cook, it might as well be in this healthy way.
100%. And I love it because now we just have, and I've learned over time and got used to it, but we just have like all sorts of dried chickpeas, dried kidney beans, like everything. And we like soak them and use them for sauces and everything. But I've got so used to it over time that we don't have to do that convenience purchase anymore. We just have like a whole stock of whole foods that we can kind of call on at any point.
And you have a repertoire now of you can use these items for so many different things.
For sure. And like, if somebody wants like a white sauce or a red sauce or like anything, like we can make that up from scratch without having all of the kind of extra stuff that additives. Comes with the preservatives and the additives of,
oh my gosh, I'm getting so jealous of you right now. Cause I wish, I mean, obviously I eat pretty healthy being a health coach, but nothing compared to that kind of stuff. By the way, we have Jodi Langle on. She is a star Broadway actress. So I don't know. And she did my program a few years ago, just to get healthy with her voice as we age and things like that. But she was in Cats. She was like a star in Cats.
Yeah.
So she's tuning in right now. So very cool.
Well, that's actually kind of one of the other reasons that I'd like reduce the amount of dairy back in the day was for voice, mm-hmm. because when you're acting, like, dairy is not the one. If you're doing a show 8 times a week, the last thing that you kind of want is dairy on your throat. So that's kind of a very normal move for an actor. Yeah. So I guess it was all these kind of things that just over time kind of chipped away.
Right. It all started making sense.
Yeah, for sure.
So so you're vegetarian or plant-based, yeah. I guess. And yeah. Isaac, who's 2.5, has never had anything like that. What no. is, you know, you find it obviously second nature right now, but what about somebody going, saying, I would love to do this, I would love to try this. What is your advice for that?
So my advice is to not give yourself a hard time. Like, I think sometimes just going completely cold turkey, sometimes that works for people. They had, like, mm-hmm. my brother had to make an 100% switch. Like, for him, it had to be, I'm done
That's
with that.
That's his personality.
That is his personality. Yeah. He's all in or all out. For me, it was a general, like, I remember a time when I would say, like, oh, I'd love to be vegan, but I can't not have cheese every now and then. And actually, over time, the periods of time between me having cheese just got longer and longer till I wasn't used to having it anymore. And I found the switch very easy. So I would just say, don't give yourself a hard time and really embrace cooking. Like,
I love that advice. Don't give yourself, like, don't beat yourself up if you're trying these new things and just getting healthier, right?
And it's okay if you do it for a month and then you go, oh, actually this week I do fancy some fish. Like, even for me, if I went out to a restaurant and I was like, do you know what, today I really do fancy fish, I'd have it. I don't feel like I have a point to prove to anybody. Right. It's my decision, it's my health, it's my body, it's my diet. And the same with Isaac, as he grows up and says, actually, Mum, I do want to try that, then he can try it. Like, I'm not going to be one of these people that kind of preach that this is the right way and something else is the wrong way. You just do what feels right and healthy for you and what you feel best advised to do at the time.
For sure. No, I like that. Progress, not perfection. You don't need to beat 100%. Yourself up. I think you might have had fish in Vegas. Did you try some of that, like, sushi or no?
No, I had the avocado one.
The avocado one. Okay, yeah. With the rice and got it. Yeah. Not to cut you off, I'm going to answer a few quick questions here on TikTok. So someone just asked, can we have soy milk while fasting? And the answer is no, you can't have any dairy or non-dairy products. It's got to be just water and black coffee. And then someone's talking about the Unamate fasting. We don't do any supplements. That's all garbage. And we don't promote any supplements during fasting. So you don't need any supplement to do fasting. It's crap. One question I think is a lot of people's minds and talked about all the time is, where do you get your protein, right? Like, that's a big question, huh?
It is a big question. Mm-hmm. And it is the one thing that people immediately jump down your throat.
I know. Let's school some people on protein real quick. So obviously you get plenty of protein. You're here walking the planet just fine.
Just fine. And I mean, we always have beans in, we always have nuts in, we always have chickpeas and lentils and tofu. And quite honestly, like, sometimes I think I probably get way more protein than I even need. Like, if I'm making a sauce, a lot of the time it will be made with, like, there's this recipe that I do that Isaac loves, which is cauliflower, broccoli, and peas in a white sauce, which is made of butter beans, chickpeas, yeast flakes, and cashew nuts with milk, all blended up.
People at home are like, what the heck?
Yeah, I know. But the amount of protein in that is wild. Like, there's so much protein.
It probably has like 60 grams of protein in that. Yeah.
And so, you know, we don't even have protein shakes or anything like that. It's just all, it really all comes from those things. Beans, lentils.
And what a better source of protein as well, right? Do you do edamame?
And love edamame. Yeah.
Edamame, yeah, great source of protein. Yeah. Like you said, nuts, obviously nut butters, edamame, all those things, lentils, beans have all, tons of protein in it. And if someone wanted to kind of maybe just do like dairy, obviously cottage cheese and yogurts, things that have dairy in them as well. I know you don't, but just other suggestions for people maybe wanting to get started on more of a plant-based or less meat diet.
And I think that's the thing, like when you make something like a lasagna or a chili or something, you're just replacing the meat with lentils and beans rather than just veggies. Because I think that's where people go wrong. They maybe replace it with veggies and then they're missing out on the protein a little bit. They don't feel as full, all of that. I just always try to go for lentils and beans as kind of the staple. Yeah.
Sure. And you're getting, and you know, and also I've talked about before, like things like beans are kind of like that triple threat, right? It's a vegetable, it's a protein and a carbohydrate. So
yeah,
you're getting it all in one source, which is obviously good. Exactly. So this is, you know, again, going back to Isaac and cooking for him. and your husband is not though. So does that make it difficult?
No, he was always like, when we were pregnant, he was very well aware that I'm the healthier one, and maybe that was the better that was the better route for Isaac. Like I would be making Adam loves to cook, but he knows that I'm kind of the healthier cook, the one that.
By the way, her husband is one of these big burly UK guys that I'm talking about. Like
yeah. Big steak.
What is he? 6'2", 6'3"?
6'3". Yeah. 6'3". Always orders a steak, like everywhere we go. Yeah. But he,
Are you steak shaming him at all?
I am. Yeah. No. It's people's personal choice. They do, you know, people eat what they want to eat. I totally have no issue. If I go out and everyone else at the table orders steak, I'm not sat there being upset by it. Like it's my choice to eat what I want to eat and everyone else eats what they want to eat.
Like I had a steak while we were away. I don't know if you noticed that. I'll share a steak with Rachel, but it's not very often at all.
Yeah. So I just like, I want Isaac to make the choices. I've always said to Adam, it was important to me to
Adam bring, is her husband too, by the way, yeah, just sorry. Coincidence.
I've always said to him that bringing Isaac up plant-based was really important to me. I wanted to, like, I mean, the things he has in his diet are just above and beyond what I could have ever hoped to have in my diet in terms of, like, his breakfast is oats with flax seeds and chia seeds and hemp seeds, and he puts them all in himself and calls them sprinkles, and he goes, oh, more sprinkles, and he's, like, sprinkling flax seeds on his, like, breakfast. He has such a great mindset around food and loves creating food, and that's the relationship I always wanted me and Isaac to have. But I always said to Adam, when the time comes that he maybe wants to try meat, that's when I want you to step in and say, this is how we buy good, you know, sustainable, like this is British farmed, like this is, we make sure that we buy stuff that isn't the cheapest stuff. You know,
You got to buy good quality stuff and you'll let that decision be up to him when that time 100%. Comes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've kind of said that's his time to step in and be like, right, this is how we buy stuff.
I like that. I like that a lot. So giving him a little of his meathood back.
Yeah.
How is it with other kids? And you know, we kind of briefly talked when on vacation about like going to parties and mm-hmm. you know, I want to talk about that. Along with how is his health maybe in comparison to what you're seeing with other kids, and they're building their immune systems and sick all the time and things like that. So let's talk like kind of a two-part question here.
Yeah. He is never sick. And that's like, he is never, ever ill. He's the only one at his nursery that has never had chicken pox. He's the only one that hasn't been sent home with a diarrhea and sickness bug when everyone else has. Like his immune system is rock solid. Touch wood. That's what we're seeing so far. Like it's, you know, it's very tricky now that he's starting to hang out at other children's houses. There are some people really embrace it and some people find it quite difficult. When he goes to parties, I just kind of let him run free. Like he can, like if there's sweets on the table that he maybe shouldn't be able to have, I just let him do what he wants. As it happens, he tends to go for the vegetable sticks because that's what he's used to. And we were at a party recently where there were all sorts of things and he was sat there eating cucumber and carrot sticks because he'd seen them on the table and been like, yeah, this is what I eat. So he was sat there gnawing away at them everyone else was eating sweets because that's what they were used to. And actually, I didn't have to kind of guide him away from anything because he wasn't really fussed by
the stuff. He doesn't want it. Yeah, no, that's so interesting. We have a few questions coming in that I'll address real quick. To let you catch your breath. Someone said, Stephanie said, start on Monday. Start your program on Monday, already down 6.2 pounds. Well, fantastic, Stephanie. And I know, Stephanie, you waited a little while. You waited like a month or so to join. So look at you go on your first couple of days in the program. Someone said, I've been struggling with fasting and I don't sleep well. Is this way I can't lose the weight? So anytime you're not sleeping well, yes, it can cause unwanted cravings. It'll cause raised cortisol levels and you would not be losing weight maybe as quickly. But generally speaking, people that start intermittent fasting and start eating healthier are going to sleep better overall. So just kind of keep that in mind. Start doing the right things and your body will repay you back tenfold for it. This is so, you're making me feel bad and inspired at the same time. Because again, obviously we do eat pretty healthy. I don't know that I would ever go vegan or plant-based again, but I certainly think these are, you know, jogging my brain of just certain things that number one, I could do for the kids, better and, for ourselves better, you know, like just kind of prepare a little bit. Like for you, you have to prepare 100% of your meals, I'm assuming. There's no quick fix. There's no you going to, you know, fast food or anything like that. You have to make it all and be prepared of what you're having the entire day or the entire couple of days or whatever.
I do. But that's also not to say that like Isaac doesn't come home sometimes and have beans on toast. Like I'm not always there. Like, do you know what I mean? It's I don't want to make anyone feel bad.
Beans on toast? Is that a British thing?
You don't have that? No, I can't. Don't do this to me.
We do this all the time, guys. All these conversations spark up like, what did you just say? What was it? What was the word?
Beans on toast.
Fortnite.
Fortnightly.
Yeah, that's that. I've never heard that term either. If anybody knows that term viewing right now, please let us know.
I need my UK audience to stand up for me. beans on toast is like a type of little kiddie dinner that people like kids will have.
What is it exactly? So regular.
It's like baked beans in like a tomato sauce, and you just have it on toast.
Okay, yeah. I will have to try it.
That's mad.
Never heard of it before.
That's insane.
So that's like a snack when he's coming home from school or something like that.
Yeah, like, so I'm not going to sit here and be like, every single meal I slave for an hour to make. Like, there are loads of things that we can put together quite quickly. He has like scrambled tofu and things like that to make like a little omelette type thing. He was making one with me last night and he was putting like peas and spinach in and going, oh, I want this in. I want some carrot in. Like, I just love cooking with him because he helps me to make pretty much everything that he eats. So he has that, but that's, you know, I'm not delusional. I know that as he grows up and he starts to make his own choices, like all I can do is try and set him up to have the healthiest mindset so that when he does, you know, make choices, maybe he'll also make some good ones alongside doing what every child
that's what we hope for all our children, right? Like doesn't always play out that way, but that's certainly the hope. You're definitely starting off in the right direction for sure. Now obviously you're certainly inspiring me right now, and again I'm just jogging my brain on different things that I can do around the house, but I think I inspired your husband a little bit while we were on vacation, right? So he said he was gonna start making some changes. Has he done so this week?
Yeah, he has planned out all his meals. He is fasting. Yeah. Because I do fasting. I love it. Since, you know, starting working on the program, I do it. And it's very difficult to do on after the flight back from Vegas because 24 hours flying, I had no idea when I was even meant to be eating, meant to be fasting. Now that we're home and back in the habit of it, like I'm lucky because I've always loved black coffee. So for me, that morning bit is actually really, really easy.
You mean you're not a tea person, huh?
I'm not. I'm a coffee person. I'm a hardcore coffee person. But I think when you're a parent, I do get that it's when you're making breakfast for children or for a child, like and you're not meant to be eating. I think that's a bit that many of our members struggle it with, is when they've got to cook for other people when they're meant to be fasting. But it's just, that's why I like to just be prepared, make something, give it to Isaac, and then just really sit and enjoy my coffee and my water. And just once he's gone to nursery, I can easily push through till breaking fast.
Sure. Yeah. So your time. Now I add a little bit of an announcement. I know we're creating a now plant-based meal plan.
We are.
Not that we're pushing anybody in any different direction, but I think this is important too, to just give people the options and, you know, some good recipes out there that don't have to be, you know, meat or chicken or anything like that. So we're looking forward to having that come out within the next month or so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the moment we have a vegetarian one, and there's a few vegan options in there, but I know we do have some members who are vegan or plant-based. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to give them a whole meal plan, but then for everybody else too, it just gives them more options and different
Maybe
meals.
We'll see some beans and toast on there.
I won't put that on for everybody. Maybe just write that in the introduction.
Right. Well, this has been so enlightening again, and I'm inspired. You're inspiring me to make some changes. I think everybody at home listening, was probably a little inspired too. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, approach filled day. I know we got lots going on, but this has been awesome. Thank you so much. Any last advice for anybody?
I think experiment with different foods, you know, just maybe because you've tried tofu once and it wasn't very nice. Maybe try it with a different marinade. Like, I certainly hated things like tofu for a long, long time until I kind of found a way that I liked them. So just be open-minded, try lots of different food, and do what makes you eat, what makes you feel good about yourself.
I love it. Well, again, thank you very much. We'll post this podcast here shortly. Thank you for taking time out of your day to enlighten us with plant-based items and stuff like that. All right.
Awesome.
Have the best day, Victoria. Thank you again.
Thanks, guys. Bye. All right.
Bye.
If you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in health coaching, nutrition, and wellness tips, make sure to check out Adam and follow at Adam Potash Approach.